welcome to the Railjack Ruffians podcast. Please like, subscribe, and do all that good stuff. And remember, Tenno, a breath a day keeps the they heck away. Come on in, have a seat, and feast your ears on episode 5 of the Railjack Ruffians podcast. Today, we have a full house.
Wow.
Of course, myself, I am Jesse. I'm the host of the podcast and also a cool person, probably. And then in front of me, we have
Stardust.
Yeah, that is your name. Okay. And then beside him, we have
whoever I am.
Yeah, it's you, it's George?
No.
Georgium? George?
McGeorge? Closer. We have Mitchell.
I mean, who knows the names of their business partners anyway?
Who knows their name, period?
That's a good point.
I mean, probably whoever's name is period knows their name, period.
And that's a really short name.
Yeah. Nice to meet you all.
Oh, okay. And beside him, we have
Jacob. If I sound different, that's because I have a sore throat. But I'm powering through for you. Listen to this. Except you, Jerry. You did.
What? Take that, what seasonal allergies.
He knows what he did.
Oh, okay. I'm glad he does because I don't. Anyway, yeah, it's nice to have the full crew back, which I guess we had this last episode too. But anyway, speaking of last episode, I know it's already been posted by the time we post this, but sorry for it being late. Myself and Stardust have gotten really into Satisfactory recently, and it has distracted me greatly.
That 1.0 update is amazing.
Yes, 1.0 is out, and it is so much fun. Highly recommend it. But this isn't a Satisfactory podcast. This is a Warframe podcast.
However, I think I might make one at some point.
That would be awesome. Let me know if you do.
I don't know if I'll make a dedicated one or if it will just be like certain episodes.
I'll dislike and
thank you so much.
I appreciate that. And all that.
One first.
Yes. One second. First. Anyway, a little bit of housekeeping. Last episode, I was talking about the story of the opening cinematic where Mag was able to catch all the bullets and fling them back out at enemies. I had the story a little wrong on that. So what actually happened is Warframe created a storyboard, sent it off to this other company. The guy was the director of the Uncharted movie who made this.
Odd.
What?
Odd.
Yeah, well, he was a big fan of Warframe before this. At the time he made it, he was MR17.
That's what I want.
That would be so
cool.
But
make it animated.
Make it what?
Animated.
Make it like the same way the CGI cinematic was. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said anime. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's that too.
I mean, that
yeah,
exists,
we will
but not
be getting
full movies ago. But I would like it like the whatever team made that opening cinematic. That was like the trailer for Warframe. Let them make the movie.
Yeah, that would be
or
awesome.
Or at least make the visuals.
Anyway, so Warframe created the storyboard, sent it over to that guy, and like I said, he was a big Warframe fan. As he was going through the storyboard, he realizes that the ability Mag was doing in the game, or in the storyboard, was not an ability that she had in-game. So he called Digital Extremes and he said, hey, Mag can't do this. Do y'all know that? And they were like, yeah, we're changing it, and this is how we're announcing it. He was like, oh, okay, cool. So that's that. And now, for our next podcast,
the episode's over, we're done.
Our next segment, the news.
Wow.
Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. Should I do actual air horns or just bah, 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 bah?
I think you need to find a really good clip, because there's one, I think, from the earliest episode where you did a really good rendition of that noise with your mouth, and you just need to copy that and paste it over and over again. Like, make it a soundbite. If we ever have a Discord server, make that a thing in the server.
I don't know about that. Maybe. We'll see. Anyway, DE News. They've announced that at the Tokyo Games Con on September 27th, I think is the date, they're going to be talking about the next update, which was originally the unannounced Warframe update.
Even though it was announced, so...
Yes.
The announced, unannounced update.
Correct. It is going to be called Kome and the Five Fates.
It looks really cool. At least the artwork does.
It does look pretty neat. We don't know a whole lot about it, but they are going to be talking about it at Tokyo Games Con. Kome is going to be our next Warframe. Don't know anything about her, but they're going to be going into depth at the Games Con dev stream.
Next question. Protofam Kome?
I doubt it.
Cool though.
I doubt it. Protoframes will be coming with 1999 though.
It's true, but we got a new Warframe in 1999 and a new Protoframe.
True.
So yeah. It's not completely out of the ballpark.
We'll see. But they have been comparing the Kome and the Five Fates update to the Abyss of Dagoth update, where it's going to be some content, a new Warframe, but the main focus of it is going to be quality of life improvements and, well, yeah, mostly QOL. QOL. They're going to be explaining the Caliban rework in this update, or in the dev stream, and they're going to be explaining the next companion rework, which I'm excited about.
Companion, can we count, like, Warframe eras by companion reworks now?
We could. There have been a lot.
The companion rework of 93.
Yes. Also,
the Bounty 87.
Also, we have a new Nightwave here. It is a Stalker-themed Nightwave, and it's pretty cool. It's got a lot of cool stuff in it, including a Stalker Spectre blueprint, which allows you to have your own deployable Stalker in-game. It has a melee Riven, which I've never seen in a Nightwave before, or any Riven, actually. So that's pretty neat.
I'm going to have to get that one.
Yeah.
How many levels do you have to get that?
Not too many.
It is level 9.
Oh, wow. That's
so that's,
really
that's
close.
Not bad. They also have Aura Forma. They have a domestic drone, Umbra Forma, and a really cool shoulder piece. Stalker themed. It's all Stalker themed. Very cool. But yeah, bunch of stuff.
Still want him as a Warframe.
Yeah, it'd be neat. I don't think it's ever gonna happen though.
Washington, that would be the, like the last Warframe to release.
No, they're just gonna add a tiny version of him. That's like not as powerful, and he's gonna have like a little bobblehead, and it's gonna be like here you go. Here is Stalker.
We already
just gonna
have bobbleheads
like,
though.
This will be a
just
playable
play
one.
As the bobblehead.
Exactly. If they at least made that like a little like limited edition gag mode that we could play for a little while.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah, like April Fool's or something like that. That'd be funny. Actually, that would be funny if they made an April Fool's where all your Warframes were like little noggles running around.
That would be fun. Yeah. So yeah, go do the Nightwave. It's cool. Got a lot of good stuff. So, what is our rotation for this episode? We are on Flex Topic Rotation.
Wow.
Yeah. Our podcast is not on an AABC rotation. It's an ABCD rotation. For those of you who understand what rotations are, which we may actually...
They rotate.
Yeah. I may actually explain what rotations are later in the episode.
Did you say where we are coming from?
I was about to say, please tell them about our beautiful location.
I didn't say anything. Because I don't know where we are.
Oh.
Stardust Kinetta. So.
Okay,
Stardust,
so
where are we?
This may have been an express trip to a lovely location, but none of the others may have known where we were going. The van did not have windows.
Well, you
know, I get motion sickness.
Look, we couldn't.
So I was
yes,
throwing up out
sickness,
the window.
We couldn't afford windows. You'll be surprised how expensive windows are in a rental van. Okay, they're extremely expensive. Like, I had to poke a hole through the front of the van so I could see where we were driving because the windshield was so expensive.
That sounds like you're breaching your contract from the rental because you're damaging the vehicle.
There was a bolt missing, and I just kind of poked it out of the way. I stuck it back once we got here.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so besides, you know, bolt missing, that's some serious stuff now, you know. Anyway, right. So we are coming to you live from the lovely Williamstown, Kentucky.
Was that where they made the
boat
chicken?
The chicken. I don't know about the chicken.
No, I do know
there's a really big boat, the Ark, and it's really cool. We should totally go visit that.
That would be neat.
It's like KFC, but as they call it, they are fried chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, and all the KFCs in Williamstown
are just KFCs.
Instead of giving you buckets, they give you boats of chicken.
That would honestly be cool. Can you imagine having a boat of chicken?
I would die. I'd have a heart attack.
It depends on how big the boat is.
I feel like they would go out of business very quickly.
What if they have small boats? Like you know, small children-sized boats?
A boat the size of a child filled with chicken?
Kids meal-sized boats. Like the amount of chicken that a child would eat.
Then what's the point?
Yeah, you want to have a boat of chicken.
You want to have a boatload of chicken.
Man, can I have a boatload? And they'll give you a tiny little thing.
We should patent that.
I didn't want a tugboat. I wanted a yacht full of chicken.
I would like the extra large boatload. I would like the life-size one-to-one boatload.
I would like my boatload the size of that man.
Are there chickens in America to fill the Ark?
I don't know.
Probably.
Well, you know... As a Taco Bell manager, we are just now. You are advertising to our competitors.
Get managed.
You get managed.
I mean, to be fair, I have no contract with Taco Bell.
But I am a manager, and I am offended right now.
To be fair, it doesn't matter.
That is pretty fair.
You're eating Taco Bell or KFC?
You're offended? Get over it.
Both, actually.
Or Pizza Hut. They're all the same thing.
We're going to... Okay, so Ned is kidnapping. I'm going to kidnap him. And he's going to go to Taco Bell.
We're just going to end up in the back of in the freezer section of a Taco Bell. It's like,
okay,
I told you.
I just noticed something. You never said he was good, Jacob. This is bad, Jacob. How did you get back
on the
podcast?
That's why his voice is different.
Good, bad Jacob would not be sick.
What?
Bad Jacob lives in a dumpster. He's probably sick all the time.
Yes, but he sounds the same. Because he was in the first podcast.
But now...
I sound different.
Okay, that's...
They were so poor.
So this is the third Jacob.
Maybe he's finally... You're finally healthy for once.
They were so poor they could only afford one immune system.
Probably healthy for once?
No, you. Because you're bad Jacob.
No, I'm not.
That's what good Jacob would say.
I hate milk.
He has a point.
That is kind of convincing. I don't know. We may let him stay. Okay. We'll let him stay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, Bad Jacob's not talking about manager. He would not know.
But also, Bad Jacob's probably a liar. I mean, he hasn't lied to us before.
But he doesn't like Taco Bell.
He loves Taco Bell.
No, he doesn't.
He just doesn't own one.
He doesn't.
Anyway.
I know him more than you all do, because I'm his good twin.
True. Or are you?
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, Michael Vsauce here.
You know, if I was a twin with someone, I wouldn't say I'm the good twin. I would just say I'm his twin. I'm his identical twin.
There's got to be some distinguishment if you're like identical in every single way.
Anyway, so flex topic.
Wait, what's where I can prove it?
By listening to the podcast
and subscribing and liking.
If I was a bad one. I would not have heard the other podcasts. So ask me something from the other podcast.
How about this? If you are the real good Jacob, then have awesome 101 comment on this podcast. Can you do that?
On which episode?
This episode that we're recording right now.
He has to comment right now.
Comment in the future.
What do you want him to say specifically?
First.
No, have him say second.
Okay.
Okay.
Does he have to actually be second?
No, you don't have to be second. Or he doesn't second. Have to be second. Okay. You just have to. He just has to say second.
Comment second.
Yes.
You can't. You can't hear him.
Right. He's mute. No, he's not. Anyway. Okay. So this is our flex topic. Every time we get to this episode, we have a flex topic where we talk about whatever random thing. What do y'all want to listen to, audience? What do y'all want us to talk about? Leave a comment. Make sure you put one first before Good Jacob puts his, and then let him do second, and then comment what you want us to talk about.
Also, you expose my comment, not being biased, because now you say my username.
Whoops.
Also, please make sure to specify that this is for what you would like to see in the next Flex episode.
No, yes. No, that has to be this one. Because we're never going to ask y'all again.
Yeah, we'll never ask again. This is the only time.
We'll, like, pan out the rest of the existing Flex episodes.
Yeah, this is the only time we will ever ask for you to
limited time. Call
give
now.
Us input. This is the only time we'll ever listen to you. We will never, ever listen at any point. Other than right now.
Also, please don't forget while you're listening to make sure you flex during the episode.
Yeah. Except for Mr. Glasses, we will listen to Mr. Glasses because
that is fair.
He's cool. Also, speaking of Mr. Glasses, he commented on episode 3 saying, "Thanks for the shout out. Can't wait to hear more episodes. I really enjoyed." Hold on, I gotta load. I really enjoyed the Warframe review you guys did. Thank you. Appreciate
wow,
that.
Wow, we're noticed.
Yeah, we are noticed. It's it feels good to actually have someone.
Yeah, all we need is DE to notice us.
Yep, DE's turn.
So who is that guy?
Mr. Glasses. Yes. He was one of the original commenters. He commented on episode 1, I think.
Was he first?
He was the first on Spotify. Oh, no, actually, sorry, Tangible Power was the first on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Except for that random person, Awesome101, and that other random person, Jesse. But other than them...
That name sounds familiar.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I've forgotten it already. I don't know. I don't know what name it is.
It was Jesse.
What name was that? Wow.
Jonathan.
I can't even remember it.
Hey, if you didn't expose my username, I want to expose your username. His name is Jesse on Spotify.
No. It's not. It's something else, I'm sure.
Create an alt account named
the power
Jesse.
Of editing.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah, Mr. Glasses is one of our frequent commenters. And apparently, from what I can tell, cool dude.
Maybe if you comment every episode, we might shout out you next.
You can be just as cool as Mr. Glasses.
I don't know if anyone could be exactly that cool.
That's fair.
Well,
but they can try.
Well, what if they don't wear glasses? Glasses are a nerd thing.
Nerds are cool.
I know. I mean, I am one.
I was about to say.
I don't wear glasses, but I
think every single one of us.
That's why I'm allowing you on the podcast, because you're cool and a nerd. Anyway.
I take it as a compliment. So.
Yeah. So. What are we talking about in today's flex topic? Today's flex topic is...
muscles.
Gains. We're talking about Hildren, obviously. For those of you who have not seen Hildren.
Well, wait, what about Rhino, though?
He's not typically known as the muscly one.
That's fair.
This is Hildren.
Look at it. Look.
Muscly. Anyway.
Look at them shoulders, though. Yeah,
this is all going downhill.
No.
Shoulders.
No, those shoulders are as big as Samus's shoulders. Have you seen some shoulders? They're like basketballs.
Those are some large shoulders.
My goodness.
Anyway, that's probably not going to stay in.
I mean, Samus's power suit.
Look at this guy. Anyway, distraction.
That's cool. I like that.
Yes, that is an Aros Prime. He normally doesn't look like that. That's my fashion.
What are those, like, eels around them?
The dragons, that's an ephemera.
And you still get the ephemera.
Yeah, I think it's a steel path thing. This is what he looks like at base.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. Like it. Anyway, where was we at?
Hildren.
Hildren.
And then them shoulders.
Yeah, as Ballas says, Hildren.
What? He says that?
Yeah, in the Prime trailer.
At least it's pronounced right, unlike Goss is Gauss.
True.
According to
also, can I just
Rebecca
say that impression
Ford.
Was on point?
You know, I was looking on Cameo the other day to see if I could find the voice actor for Ballas to see if he could record some lines for the podcast, but I didn't see him.
Well, you could probably edit in the Hildren.
Yeah, we could
voice line.
But I want some custom stuff. Cephalon Psy, that would be so fitting if we could get him to do some voices for podcast.
Are you your dad interview Hildren?
Let's say you might get
when
your
we get to the Hildren episode.
Oh, okay.
You should see how far your dad's range can go.
Hildren, then?
You brought it up.
No, you said no.
Oh no, that was that. That's right. It was me. I brought it up. You said muscles. I said Hildren.
Yeah.
As soon as he said muscles, I was thinking of that one clip of like Terry Crews where he was like doing the drum machine just
well,
by flexing.
It's called a flex episode. So what am I? What is it if it's not?
It's a flex topic.
What does flexible. That mean?
It means flexible. We can do whatever topic on this.
I thought you.
Oh, so you weren't just being funny.
No, I literally thought you meant like flex.
Oh.
I thought you were flexing on the news.
Yeah, check out my fully kitted out setup. Take that, noobs. No, flex,
see,
as in flexible.
See, bad Jacob would have been made being funny.
True.
To be fair, we do have some workout equipment.
I have a ball.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not using
just
it.
One? I had
issues.
Are
you
well, dumbbells? We have a stepper machine?
I am worried that's going to happen to me one day.
All right, so this week's flex topic is tips for new players. Jacob was actually talking to me the other day, and he made a good point that I hadn't really thought about. But he noticed that we haven't really been focusing our episodes towards new players.
We've mentioned things.
Yeah,
we haven't like done an episode on it.
Right. We've said things from time to time, but we haven't really dedicated anything to it. So that's what this episode is about.
See, I would not have known that if I was magic.
You're still going to have to comment second, though.
He has cameras.
I will.
Okay.
But, you know.
Or he is. I don't know.
But you've already exposed it, so I already exposed your Jesse. So.
No, I was saying either you or bad Jacob or good Jacob or whoever you are. Anyway.
We'll find out in the next episode.
No, hold on. We're not done yet. We're not done. No, don't cue the music.
I'm saying when we post this, if I comment it, you would know, y'all would know. But we
should have an episode with live music.
We still have another episode to post, and then after that one, we'll post this one. Mm-hmm. And this is when I comment.
Yeah.
On. Episode 5, right?
Yes, this is episode 5. Okay, so tips for new players. Warframe is a very daunting game. It's not something that's super easy to get into, and it takes commitment. It's like a Destiny 2 type game where if you really want to be good and get to the best parts of it, you have to commit. So, this is why I recommend for new players, don't give up on Warframe until you get to the second dream. The second dream is where the story of Warframe really gets started. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but ask any veteran or somewhat experienced Warframe player, they're going to tell you second dream is where it starts getting good.
I'm going to comment that instead of first. I'm going to call it second dream.
That's good. I can go for that. We can do that. I made compromises. I'm a reasonable man. So, stick around until the second dream. It's worth it. So, you just started Warframe. You watched that awesome cinematic trailer. Now you have to pick between three different Warframes. Who do you pick? Stardust, who would you pick?
Excalibur.
Jacob, who would you pick?
Excalibur.
Mitchell, who did you pick?
What were the three again?
Excalibur, Volt, and Mag.
Volt. I think I picked Volt. Did I pick Volt or Mag?
The last time we did Volt. I think you actually may have picked Mag on your account.
On my account, I picked Mag. Yeah. This time, I think I picked Volt.
Yeah, last episode.
Already tried
you did say though that we used to have a different one.
Yes, way back in the day, it used to be Excalibur, Volt, and Loki.
Even if that was the choice, I still would probably pick Excalibur.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a new player and if I was making a recommendation to a new player, which I am,
like
and
he
we
did
all are,
to me,
yes, like I did to you, I probably advised Mitchell to pick Excalibur as well, but he didn't listen apparently.
Well, it's because he's fine, but it's just very spammy for me.
Yeah. Just saying. Anyway.
Just wait till the game gets harder, okay?
Oh, I still haven't tried to find the sweet spot for difficulty yet. Anyway, so...
Who'd you pick?
I picked Excalibur. Do you feel alone yet, Mitchell?
I feel very special.
You are special.
Take that as you will.
I think they made a Fallout something about
all
that.
All by myself.
But yeah, let me say this, and you'll hear every other Warframe YouTuber and whatever say this, but it really is true. It doesn't matter which one you pick. All of them are good options. It's just some are more geared towards newer players.
You can still get them if you didn't.
Oh, yes. That's another thing.
Except that Skyber's harder to farm than the other two.
Yes. You can get all of those frames. You're not picking a permanent selection. You can get all of them whenever for free. Let me say that as well. So, yeah, I would recommend Excalibur, but it's not a big deal. Excalibur is a nice all-rounder. He's got decent health, shields, armor, energy, all that, which you'll get more into as you
also
continue.
He's named after the sword.
So that explains it.
Oh, I didn't think about that. His fallibility. I didn't think about that. No, I seriously didn't think about that until like
the amount of Jesse rubbing his brow.
Did the fact that his passive makes your sword stronger not like trigger anything?
Look, sometimes it happens. I might have forgot. I don't know.
It wasn't shovels, it wasn't spoons, it wasn't maces,
it was
swords.
Forks.
Yeah.
Forks.
No, not sporks.
Yeah, he gets half damage on sporks.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, there's tons of spork type.
Wait, no, he gets better damage on reverse grip sporks.
Also,
okay.
Why were you facepalming? You said the same thing.
Yeah, I was saying that sarcastically, though.
That was good sarcasm because I thought you'd be serious.
I caught it.
Wait, is it good or bad sarcasm if you can tell it's sarcasm or if you can't?
It's bad sarcasm if you can't tell.
It's good acting if you can't tell.
Good acting, bad sarcasm.
Yeah.
I'd say it was good sarcasm. I'd say it was like in the middle.
Anyway, so I'd recommend Excalibur. He's a good all-rounder, but it really doesn't matter which one you pick. So, once you beat the tutorial, it pretty much just opens up and says, I have at it. So what do you do next? Like, there's so much that can be done. What do you focus on? I recommend everyone have two goals in Warframe. One major goal and one minor goal. You can work on your major goal until maybe you get burnt out or tired of it, and then you can work on your minor goal, or vice versa.
Also, take breaks.
Yes.
It is not a game you marathon.
I mean, yes, for most people, definitely.
If you feel like you're about to get burnt out, stop immediately, because any game you get burnt out on, you'll be like, oh, okay, I won't stop, I'll come back to it later, and you would never come back.
Yes. Also, this is not Destiny 2. There is hardly any time-gated or timed content. You can come back whenever you want.
Except for Nightwave.
Yeah, but still, even that's like a month or two or something. I'm not sure how long Nightwave is, but it's multiple months.
Also,
long.
The rotations in Naviri, but they come back around.
Yeah,
time.
It's not like, well, yeah, same thing with Nightwave. There's always a night wave going. It's just you may
but
not.
The rewards are different. Like right now, right. We have Stalker, which I really want to grind out.
Yep. But yeah, there's not a whole lot of stuff where it's time limited. It's not going to hurt you to take a break and then come back later.
Prime Warframe, like new Prime Warframes, that is kind of time-gated, but to come back eventually, it takes a while.
Yeah, after the Prime Access is done, they go into the rotation for a while before they get vaulted.
Like, how often would you say they... Like, how long would you say they come back after the first go-around?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, like, after the first release of them.
After they first get released, they stick around for a long time before they go away.
No, I mean, when they come out... Who was the one that just came out?
Protea was the most recent.
So Protea, after it went, it goes away. It hasn't gone away yet.
Sabagoth.
Sabagoth.
After
they go away and they go into the rotation, how long does it take them to get the one to be picked?
I have no clue.
I don't think we have enough data for that. Guesstimate.
A year or two, maybe.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
If that's just a guess.
But also, there is the Prime Resurgence.
That's what I meant.
I don't know.
I thought that's what we were talking about was Prime Resurgence, because that's a newer-ish thing.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, they did it for a while, and then they took it away, and then they brought it back kind of recent-ish.
Yeah, so like Prime Resurgence, it's permanent now. Do we really have enough? Has it cycled enough to go through every single Prime?
I don't think so, maybe.
Commenters, if you have more data, tell us.
Yeah.
Give us your data.
So that way I can comment.
No, we're not Google. We're not Google. You don't have to give us your data.
This is the Although if you do want to give us your data,
you know, I'm sure we could sell it and make a profit on the podcast.
Because we're not making money yet.
Wait, yes. do the corpus actually, like, did they do anything with, like, data?
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, we steal their data, so.
That's fair.
So, Warframes are Google. Confirmed.
So we are the bad guys.
Dun, dun, dun.
I haven't dived into it, but there are arguments to be made. Ballas is certainly convinced that we're the bad guys.
If you steal something that was stolen, are you the bad guy or not?
Depends. Did you own it originally?
No.
Sin is sin.
Also legally, yes.
Well, then again, I mean, you would know Stardust because, you know, we can't use your real name. So.
He's a lawyer.
By law, if you find something that belongs to somebody else, it's not yours, and you just pick it up and take it without trying to find the owner, yeah, you can.
What happened to finders keepers?
That's not a legal term. That's just a thing people say.
That's children's play.
Maybe whoever makes the laws will make that a thing.
They made a law. They do.
It's called squatting.
Yeah,
squatting pretty much.
So squatting is different. Squatting is you use it.
It is different.
You can't take a home with you anymore.
Well, the home I used to live in.
Did you say the Almish?
Yes, tell that to the Almish. I have seen them pick up a house and
take it away.
Almish. I heard the Almanish.
Did I put an L in there?
Yes.
Amish are listening to this podcast on your electric phone, which I know they can't have electricity.
You're free!
No. They can, for tools they can, but they can't, like,
They can generate their own electricity.
They can't use any of it for luxury. That's the thing. They can use like tools that do that.
None of us are experts
in this particular field.
Yeah, we're not experts. But the main thing with the Amish is they're very against debt. Debt is the main thing.
Really?
That's not a bad idea. Yeah,
debt
is why they don't use electricity, is because you use the electricity before you pay for it, so you're in debt to the electric company.
Can you pay for it before?
No.
I don't think so. There's prepay. Because you don't know what your usage is going to be.
Generator. You buy a generator.
Yeah, they can do that.
Seriously, though, but just avoiding debt, not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's generally pretty good.
They're probably hot.
That's what Dave Ramsey said.
In those clothes, though. It's black clothes, I mean.
Anyway. Welcome to our Amish podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Amish Warframe podcast. Do we have an Amish Warframe
yet?
No.
Chat, can y'all check that?
We should make one.
Yeah, Yes, they're going to make one for the one group of people who will probably never play it.
Yeah, it'll just have
that's why they can do it, because they ain't going to get anything mad at it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You're not wrong.
Always pick on people that can't defend themselves. That's my rule.
Right, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, new players. Don't worry about primes. It's not a big deal.
Yet.
Eventually, you'll want to do primes, but don't worry about it. Primes are usually not so big of an upgrade that, like, you need to have the prime for something to be good.
And there's few that actually look worse.
Which is a matter of opinion.
What's the one that you say looks worse?
I can't remember.
We'll get to it eventually.
Can you imagine if a day one Warframe player, someone just basically just handed him like a max leveled prime? He's like, here you go, have fun.
Yeah. I remember the way I chose what prime I wanted to get first was I literally went onto the Warframe wiki, looked at all the primes, picked out the one that looked coolest, and got those.
To be fair, that's not a bad idea, because sometimes a really good way to enjoy a game is not to worry about stats. Like, some stats are important in Warframe especially. But sometimes just being like, this one looks cool, I want it, let's go for it. Because you're having fun. Even if you picked the worst one, you're having fun.
Yes. That is another major point. Don't let anyone tell you that you're playing wrong. Because if you're having fun, you're doing it right.
Okay.
My first prime Warframe was Harrow. But I actually had a short list of multiples. I wanted Harrow. I wanted Limbo Prime. Harrow Prime, Limbo Prime, Hydroid Prime. There was another one.
And the Hydroid was bad back then.
Yes, but it looked cool. So I wanted him. Oh, Garuda Prime.
My rant is, okay, so I do enjoy learning little neat tips and tricks about games, learning all these neat little in-depth game niche information to, if you're a very competitive person in the game and want to get really good at learning those little tricks. Like, there used to be particular types of moves or tricks you would do in very competitive games, and I don't mind that. What I dislike is this culture that has formed around the meta. And it's like, oh, this is meta. I nobody used to know what the word meta meant a few years ago. That's probably not technically true, but still, you didn't
Facebook
hear
company?
It all the time. Shush. You just, no, I'm not even going there.
See, we didn't know that.
But like before all that, I was like, because the definition is like something referring to itself in a universe, something like that. But like, didn't used to hear that word all the time, but people have built a culture around meta in the sense of, if you are not using the meta build, if you are not using the meta strategy, if you are not playing the meta mission, you are not playing the game correctly and therefore should just stop playing or go away, or they'll kick you from the room. It happens in Warframe. It happens in other games. Well, it doesn't happen like in the kicking sense, but there will be people who tell us like, you should play the meta build.
Yeah.
It's like, this is meta now. It's a big thing in Helldivers, actually. You will get kicked if you don't have a meta build. Now, they've been implementing some stuff to fix that. But there's been some other games where it's like they will kick you if you're not running meta. If you're not choosing the meta character, if you're not using the meta weapons. I also dislike to where the meta build is the only build that gets you anywhere. Everything else is like a pea shooter.
It's funny that you should mention that. I meant to look up who it was that did the video, but I saw a video recently, and the title of it really caught me off guard. It was a video by Unified Codex called You're Doing Too Much Damage.
What?
That's what I said. So I looked at the video, and it was a great video. Essentially, it was talking about when you go on YouTube and you look up a build for a weapon or a Warframe or whatever, they are absolutely min-maxed. Here's how you get the absolute most damage you can possibly get out of this. Every little squeeze, I don't know what I'm even trying
squeezing
to say.
Squeezing every
a
single
spare
drop.
Out of it.
Well, we talked about this where you need this mod that you can get like 4 years ago. And you talked about this.
Anyway, he was talking about how you need to, most Warframe YouTubers will say, you gotta squeeze every last drop of damage out of this weapon. When in all reality, the amount of damage you can do with those builds is just way overkill. You can drop one, two, sometimes three mods and still absolutely destroy most big-time enemies. So he's saying, hey, maybe instead of having, you know, two extra damage mods, you could have a reload and fire rate or something that just makes the weapon feel better because you're doing plenty of damage. A good example is the Felarx. It's a shotgun, like an auto shotgun. It does insane amounts of damage. It hits like a truck, especially when you build it like for min-max damage. But you can take off two mods and it's still gonna hit like a truck, but it's a like single shell reload at a time. It's like click, 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 adding your shells back, but it's pretty slow. So why not just get rid of some of those mods, still do damage like getting hit by a truck, but have faster reload and faster fire rate? It yeah. makes the weapon feel so much better and so much easier to use while really not sacrificing that much damage. And Nova Umbral did a video on that as well. But
do you guys ever find yourself getting so tired of... I'm not going to say a learning curve. I don't mind a learning curve at all. I love a learning curve. Because I'm the type of person... So like when I played Overwatch, I loved Genji. Because Genji was a character that in order to get the most out of him, and I'm not going to say play correctly, because that rolls right into what I was just going against. So, but in order, when I was talking about the meta thing, but in order to get the most out of Genji, you learned his playstyle. His playstyle was a niche. It was a finesse. It was a skill. It was different than what I would say a meta build. So I am fond of things that make you think differently in order to learn how to use it. I'm fond of that. But do you ever find yourself in some games where it's not necessarily that, it's more of something else, but it's you get tired of looking up tutorials and trying to learn how the meta works, what's the meta right now, learn how to work the game, and you're just like, look, I just kind of want to, this gun looks cool, these mods look nice, I'm going to slap them on and go.
Yeah.
It's like what we were saying, doing... You're playing it wrong. Some people just like to do fashion frames.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it looks cool.
It does look cool. And of course, here I have to say the obligatory fashion frame is in-game.
yeah.
We're contractually obligated whenever fashion is brought up to say fashion frame is in-game.
I think we do need to go back to what we were saying about minor and major goals. I think minor or major goal, I think the first one you recommend, actually, is to complete the store map. Not 100% the store map, just like connect everything you can to other planets and stuff.
Right, that's what I would recommend as your major goal, your big goal. Get to every planet on the star chart.
Are you saying beeline through the planets or complete every node on the planet before you leave?
I would recommend more beelining it through the planets for the most part. Now, for your first minor goal, I would recommend getting the Rhino Warframe.
Yeah. He's got thick skin.
So, getting the Rhino Warframe, it's a good introduction into how to actually build Warframes and how to get them for yourself.
And he's got thick skin.
Yes, he has very thick skin. It's so thick, you might even call it iron skin.
Hence the name Rhino.
How do you actually get Rhino? Well, you have to go to Venus and the node.
Wait, why is he on Venus instead of the Savannah?
The Savannah is controlled by the Grineer.
Okay. So
you have to go to Venus and go to the Fossa node where you'll fight a boss called the Jackal.
I remember when we first found that thing.
Yeah. Were we playing together when we first
did
that? I don't
know if we were playing together, but I think we were... I don't think it was too far apart when I was fighting it that you were fighting it. Mm. And we fought it together before.
I'm sure we have.
But I remember my first experience was just like, oh, crud.
Yeah.
Lasers.
Yeah. He's the first real big boss fight that you have to do.
He has a pattern, and it's awesome. Sorry, I didn't mean...
He's neat. But every time you kill the jackal, he has a chance of dropping one of the blueprint parts for Rhino. Every Warframe, in order to craft it, you have to have four parts, with, I believe, one exception, Equinox. You have to have the Warframe chassis, the Warframe system, and the Warframe neuroptics. And then you combine those in the main Warframe blueprint. So, for Rhino, you go to the Jackal, and you fight him. He has a chance of dropping the chassis, the system, and the neuroptics. Now, when he drops them, they are blueprints. This is something unique about Warframe that a lot of other games don't do. When you get a drop, it's usually not just whatever it is. It's a blueprint to build something. I'm going to warn you up front, this is something I wouldn't have thought to mention, but I've been listening to a podcast called the Nintendo Podcast, which is a guy, this was back in 2018 when he started this, and he hasn't done it in like 5 years. But anyway, he was recording his journey, and he pointed out that people don't say this in their guides. When you get the blueprints for the Rhino parts, the chassis and neuroptics and the systems, crafting those takes 12 hours each.
Yep.
Now, you can simultaneously craft as many things as you want. So it's not going to take, you know, 36 hours. If you do all of them at the same time, it's only going to take 12. And then, once you get those parts, combining them into the main blueprint, that takes 72 hours. This information has now changed. For most Warframes, it is still 72 hours, but for Rhino specifically, it is updated, and now it only takes 24 hours to craft. Yes. Now,
don't you guys, doesn't that wait make you guys love when you get to a Warframe that's a part of a quest and you're able to just craft it so quickly?
Yeah. I can only think of one where you just straight up get the Warframe.
There's at least...
Honestly...
At least two. I can't remember what the second one is, but I recall two.
Honestly, I think if you are crafting a Warframe, I think that'd be a good time to take a break from Warframe. So you don't get burnt out. I mean, you don't have to, but recommendation, if you know, like I said, you need to take breaks in the game.
Yeah, you can do that.
Also, if you have the mobile app, you can craft stuff on your phone.
Oh, yes. There is a mobile app. Also, you can play Warframe on iOS, and they're working on putting it on Android. There is a Warframe companion app where you can control your foundry whenever. You can see what day-night cycle it is on the planets. You can look at like alerts and stuff. Anyway, it's neat. But this is real-time hours, so it continues running even if you're not playing. So 3 days is 3 days real-time, not 3 days in-game.
So you know how awful it would be if it only counted the time when you were logged in?
That would be terrible.
Ugh.
Thankfully, they don't do that. Here's another tip for new players. It allows you to rush crafting for platinum. Never.
Never do that.
Ever. Never, ever, never.
Except for that one time they want you to do it. It's like in the beginning.
If it's free, do it. But Warframe doesn't make you do that in any of their tutorials.
I swear it's like in the beginning they maybe it was free, I don't know.
Yeah, if they instruct you to rush something, then it doesn't cost platinum. But normally rushing construction costs platinum. Never do that.
No.
It is the worst use of your premium currency. I would recommend, number one, buying Warframe slots. That's going to be something you're going to need a lot of.
If you're some person, if you're just some person who has spent a lot of money, like you have in the billions of platinum, you do you. But I recommend not.
Yeah. No, never do that. Also, never buy resources. It is always easier to just farm them.
Yeah.
Even Argon crystals.
Especially if you have a resource booster or a resource drop chance.
Yes.
No matter how discouraged you may feel, if you're having a hard time getting enough of resources, it feels like a grind, because I've been there.
Ecrotheme.
Just hang out. The grind will be over at some point.
Yeah.
Especially if you deal with other people.
Yes, it's a lot easier if you go with other people.
Mooch off your higher level friends.
Which actually brings me to my next recommendation. After you craft the Rhino Warframe, I would suggest, again, this is a suggestion, you can pick whatever you want, but for your second Warframe, I would recommend the Necros Warframe.
How is Necros?
Necros. Yeah, whatever.
Tomato, tomato.
Except tomato is correct and tomato is not.
You know, I never heard anybody say tomato or potato. I've heard potato and tomato.
Potato! Anyway, Necros. The reason I recommend getting Necros is because of his second ability called Desecrate. Every enemy that dies within a certain radius around you has a 54% chance to drop extra loot, which is very good when you're trying to farm resources.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a good frame to build as soon as you can. To get him, you have to do the Lephantis boss fight on Deimos. So it takes a little bit to get there, but once you get there, he's good to have. Let's see. A lot of Warframes come from the planetary bosses. Every planet has at least one boss fight on it, and most Warframes come from doing those boss fights. Also, the main blueprints for most Warframes can be found in the market and purchased for credits. Credits are the currency that you earn just passively playing the game. So when you're moving from one planet to the next, there's a junction. There's a little mini-boss on the junction where you actually fight against a Warframe. To actually unlock that fight, you have to do certain requirements. Pay attention when you're meeting these requirements, because they're actually like an extended tutorial. For example, when you're moving from Earth to Venus, you have to complete the Vorr's Prize quest. You have to speak to Kanzu in Cetus, which introduces you to the open worlds, and you have to fusion a mod, which is how you rank up your upgrades. So it's teaching you about open worlds, it's teaching you about quests, and it's teaching you about mods.
And showing you Warframes.
Yes, you get to see the Warframes that you're fighting against there. So pay attention to those requirements. They're trying to help you learn as you move along.
I just will say, when you fight Rhino, it's really good if you juggle him up in the air. Because I had trouble fighting him, and then I figured out if I juggle him in the air, it's a lot easier for him.
Yeah, that works. It's also easy to, it's easy if you did pick Excalibur, you can use...
So if you pick Excalibur, just Exalted Blade and go to town.
But I did.
Well, not only that, but you can also use your Radial Blind.
Yeah.
Blind them, and you can pretty much just one-shot most of those guys.
Yeah.
Just by blinding them, going behind them, and doing a stealth finisher. Tons of damage. So, also, not sure if this code still works, but there's a code where you can put, if you go to the market, there's a place where you can go to redeem codes. There's a code that is, quote, free sword. FreeSword. Free sword. And it gives you a heat sword for free. Not sure if it's still active, but check that out. Free sword. It's cool. Next, what's another goal you can be working on? Mastery rank.
Yes, oh my goodness.
Mastery rank is essentially your account's level. As you rank up your Warframes and your weapons and your companions and whatever, it adds to your mastery rank. Your mastery rank unlocks certain blueprints for you to be able to build new weapons. You know, some weapons you can't build until you have a certain mastery rank. Yeah, mastery rank, it's good to level that up. It helps your general progression. Mastery rank is not necessarily something that shows your power. That's just showing how much experience you have, essentially. How much stuff you've unlocked. Which actually brings us to something else. Enemy levels. Whenever you go to your star chart and you hover over a node for a planet, it'll say, for example, I don't know, Mantle on Earth. It's capture Grineer level 2 to 4. What does 2 to 4 mean? 2 to 4 means nothing. Ignore it.
Is it mean like a difficulty?
Yeah, so it is difficulty. But what most people would think is, oh, I need to be mastery rank 2 or 4 to be able to beat that level. But that's not what it is. It is completely unrelated to that. works on its own scale, really. The way you figure out what's what is by just playing the level and seeing how hard it feels.
If you were going to say, what number do you think would be, like, normal mode? Because 2 to 4 is easy.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, my whole scale is messed up because I've been playing for so long that I see level, you know, 200, and I'm like, oh, no problem. But that's not a normal level. Things start getting hard.
Maybe?
Well, things start getting hard at, like, 20 to 30.
Let's see. 20 to 30, especially for newer players, can be kind of like hitting, not quite hitting a solid wall, but it'll knock you back.
The normal mode would be like in the teens, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. Also, when you go to Fortuna on Venus, that is a major damage check. You gotta... It feels a lot more difficult than the level would suggest. So just keep that in mind. As you do your missions, you're going to be picking up these things called mods. Mods are super important. Mods are these little cards that you put on your weapons, your warframes, your companions. Pretty much everything can be modded. And you can, they have different stats that they improve. Like for your warframe, you may get extra health or extra shields. Or you may make your ability stronger by 30% or whatever. The way you become powerful in Warframe is, yes, there is a certain amount of having the right equipment and the right gear, but the majority of it is having the right mods. So mods can be leveled up using a process known as fusion. When you do fusion, it requires 2 resources, credits, endo. Credits you come by pretty easily. Usually you're not going to have big problems having credits. Endo is not so easy. So you can have duplicates of your mods, and you can sell those duplicates for endo. Always sell duplicates for endo. It does allow you to sell them for credits, and sometimes you feel like you might be in a pinch for credits. Don't sell them for credits, because endo is so much more valuable and so much more rare that you always sell your extra mods for endo.
Forget Iaten sculptures.
That was actually my next point. When you get to Mars, there is a lady there known as Maru at a place called Maru's Bazaar. Every week, you can go to Maru's Bazaar and start an Iaten treasure hunt. It's this little level where you have to do some parkour. And when you get to the end, you get an Iaten sculpture. You can sell those Iaten sculptures for a lot of endo. But here's an important thing. They have sockets in them. You can put Iaten stars in those sockets. Iaten stars are these little pickups you can get sometimes in missions. They're always marked with a diamond symbol.
And late game, you'll have them, like, the Iaten stars will be coming out of your ears.
Yes, but the sculptures are so much more valuable when you put the stars in. Never sell a sculpture if it doesn't have stars in it.
Or just keep the sculptures for yourself.
Yeah, you can put them as a decoration in your orbiter, which I actually have a couple. Anyway.
Chandelier.
Yes, it's very fancy. But yeah, sell those for endo. They give you lots of endo. That's pretty much what I had. Did you have anything else, any major things that you would suggest for new players, some tips or ideas or something to stay away from or anything like that?
Well, here's a quick one. What and we could do a more in-depth episode on this. What is a quick warframe you would recommend, like a farming warframe? Because that will become necessary, not super early, but pretty decently soon, because they'll need to farm for resources and stuff like that. Parts. What do you think's a good upgrade warframe when they start, you know, they've gone through a few planets already? Just a simple one. This doesn't have to be the best one. Just one you would recommend. One or two, the farming, and a solid one for going to higher levels.
Honestly, I would stick with the two that I mentioned earlier. For farming, I would go Necros because he's available early. Aside from Ivara, who's a huge pain to farm, Necros is the only farm... the only warframe that can boost your loot without a special mod.
Mm-hmm.
There are other Warframes that can farm loot, like Hydroid and Korra Atlas actually can do it as well. But they require special mods called augment mods in order to actually help you farm. So Necros is going to be the easiest, and it's pretty much passive loot gain. Just always have that desecrate ability active.
Other than that, I would say pay attention to what perks you can get from your pets.
Yes.
Your companions, because I believe it's Kvats.
Yeah, the Smita Kvat. Okay, technically this isn't wrong per se, but it is misleading. The Kume and the Five Fates update actually made it so that every companion has the ability to boost loot drops.
Is that period, or does that only work with that particular Warframe?
No, Smita Kvats work for any Warframe, any setup. There is a mod they have, Charm, I believe is the name of it. Every certain amount of time, it gives you a random buff. Sometimes that buff doubles your loot gain. So that's a good one to have when you're farming for something. But they can be kind of a pain to farm to actually get a Kvat. But
other than that, I would say, so of course, like what Jesse suggested earlier, is if you use your platinum to buy something, buy Warframe slots, you should unlock enough weapon slots. Would you say that's an okay second thing if you're really in a pinch to buy a weapon slot or two?
Yes, Warframe slots, weapon slots. Also, you can get those for free by doing Nightwave.
Yes.
So keep an eye on your Nightwave rewards. Try to do the challenges when you can, because you can get slots by doing that for free.
But the reason I bring up those, the weapon slots, is because, so two things. While you are going up in Warframe, one thing that will save you some pain later, make sure, and of course, like, have the select few that you keep that you believe are good, that's what you want to do, but have some space so you can cycle Warframes and weapons. Just every blueprint you get, craft it. If you're not in a pinch for resources, craft it, because the more stuff you craft, the higher your mastery rank goes and the faster it goes up.
Yep.
Because what I found in later games is I would have a bunch of stuff that I didn't craft or bother to get the resources from. So I'd actually stop and go back and craft things that were just laying around in order to try and just barely push my mastery rank forward, and slowly it started creeping up. So do that early.
Yeah. If you can. Also, to go back to what you were asking earlier, you asked for a good farming frame and then a general good frame. Again, Rhino.
Yeah.
Rhino is a solid Warframe. As a matter of fact, I used Rhino to take my mastery rank 30 test because he is so good. He's good in early game, he's good in mid game, he's good in late game. He's one of my, if I'm doing difficult content, Rhino is my go-to Warframe. He is very tanky. With his second ability, Iron Skin, it gives you this overguard that when you first cast the ability, all the damage that you take in gets added to your overguard. So if you got a bunch of enemies that are attacking you, hit your Iron Skin, and it just gives you a giant shield, essentially. Also, his third ability, Roar, is one of the best abilities in the game. It's
Rhinos don't roar.
I'm not a rhinologist, so I couldn't tell you.
Be a not animalologist.
Biologist.
No, that's
zoologist.
Yeah, zoologist. That's it.
Is that a person who studies zoos?
No, he's no.
Oh, they study an assortment of animals, so they didn't stick to one. They just named it zoo.
But it's kind of funny because entomologists study bugs and not, and they also study spiders also.
Not to be confused with an etymologist who studies words and language. Anyway, yes, Rhino, his roar ability, very strong. You don't have to worry about all the intricacies of why it's strong. Just know it boosts the damage of literally everything that you're doing, and it boosts the damage of your teammates if they're close enough when you cast it. It is very good. And then his fourth ability is good for crowd control. I can't remember if it's called Stomp or Rhino Stomp. But anyway, he stomps the ground so hard, it literally stops time, and enemies just float in the air.
He breaks the clock?
Yes. They float in the air frozen. So if you're in a panic situation, just throw that bad boy down, and you're good. So yeah, that answers the questions. Rhino's a solid one. and so is Necros. Jacob, good or bad, did you have something specifically?
Do you have a specific path to complete the star chart? Like go from what planet to what planet?
They're all in order. You can't pick what order.
Well, you said go from Earth to Venus. I thought it was Earth to Mars.
Well, to get to Mars, you have to complete the Mercury junction. To get to Mercury, you have to first go. You have to first go to Venus, and then you can do the Mercury junction, and then you can go back up here to go to Mars. So you have to do Venus first, and then you can do Mars. But yeah, any other tips for new players or things that you think I missed? Or
and even your first Warframe is still really good to defeat one of the junctions. I had to use Excalibur, the first Warframe I ever picked. And my friend was like, don't forget, just because it's the first one, it's still really good. So do not forget, your first Warframe is still useful.
That is true, yeah. One thing I would recommend on if you've decided that you do want to buy a Warframe, most of the time, it is cheaper to buy the primed version.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
because the packages are going to be a few hundred platinum, you can buy a prime version. Continue.
No, you go first.
You can get if you shop around, you can sometimes end up getting the prime version you want for maybe 100 or so platinum, give or take.
Yeah, something like that.
Unless they don't have a prime version like Stannis.
Yeah, but yeah, so the prime versions you would have to buy from other players.
Yes, that,
which is awesome. Also, you have to be aware of this. The first, I think, 50 platinum is what they give you when you start an account. You cannot trade that with other players.
Yep.
To trade with other players, you have to buy platinum or get platinum from some other trade.
Which, something I would recommend on that, if you're planning on spending real money to get platinum packages, get a bundle like that's like with a Warframe or something like that. Because like there was an Ember bundle. That was the first bit of Warframe I got. Platinum I got. It gave me a decent chunk of platinum, and it gave me some cool skins, some cool glyphs, and Ember.
Yes. Also, for PC players, every once in a while, when you log in, they'll give you a discount on platinum.
Yes.
Like, literally, as I was logging in to record this episode, they gave me a 50% off platinum bundle deal. So, I can go buy some 50% off, which I'm probably going to do. Another thing, we're not saying don't spend money in Warframe. That's not what we're saying. Or at least that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying be cautious with it. Think it through. Not everything is worth paying for. But I really enjoy the creators, Digital Extremes. They've given me all this content, this huge game that I've spent so much time in and just love to death. I want to show them that I like that and I appreciate their work. So I pay for stuff. I buy platinum. I buy Forma. I buy Orokin reactors and catalysts. So we're not saying don't buy anything. We're just saying be cautious. Pick your battles, essentially.
Also, for Switch players, because it's a little bit different on Switch, you will get discounts in the market, but not on platinum. However, there are some other discounts you will get where if you buy platinum, you get extra platinum with it. I don't know why they don't do it like they do on PC, but for Switch players, sometimes you get things where if you buy platinum, you get extra platinum with it.
I don't know if this is correct, but I think that's the same on all console versions of Warframe, because the companies that the console makers have to take their cut, like Nintendo or Xbox or PlayStation.
Is that why they don't do like the same thing they do on PC?
Yes, because Steam is different somehow. I don't know. I'm not a financiologist, but
a financiologist for everything now. A Warframeologist.
Yes, I am a Warframeologist.
Bash rankologist.
We can talk on the economics of game development another time.
Oh yeah, that's a whole podcast in and of itself.
Or a whole episode.
Yeah. Mitchell, as a new player, I know it's been a while since you actually went through and like, well, forever since you played on your own. Was there anything that stood out to you that, like, specifically, this mechanic doesn't make sense? Or what do I do here? Or what is this? Was there something, like, major that stood out that just didn't explain itself? Because that's something Warframe is unfortunately known for, is it does a terrible job of explaining itself.
The only thing I can think about, and it could be something that's not necessarily related, but in my head it feels like it is related to the question. The main thing for me was whenever the Dabiri Paradox first came out. That was the most confusing time in my life ever. Yes. In general, not just in Warframe, just in everything. Because it was just, I had no idea where to go, what to do. And, you know, the game might have laid it out for me, but I don't remember that being very well laid out. And it was just confusing as
honestly,
all
Dabiri
trash.
Is made to be confusing if you don't know the quests that you should do before it.
Yes, we've stated this before on the podcast. Highly, highly, highly recommend not doing Dabiri until after you've done the New War quest. And I said this last time too, but I know why they made it accessible to new players for farming the Warframes so much easier than normal, but
it's even more confusing if you don't do that New War before Dabiri, because
right, Dabiri,
it doesn't explain Dabiri. It's complicated to explain it, but like
and we don't want to get into spoilers.
It makes sense.
Yes,
but it makes it make more sense.
Yeah. Don't do Dabiri until after New War, basically.
Don't have to, but really recommend it.
Yeah. Generally, when you're doing a mission in Warframe, in the top left area, it'll show you what your current objective is and what you're working on. Also, if you hold down M on PC, I don't know what it is for console, but it'll bring up a map. So you can see a full map overlay of the rooms that you're in. So that's very helpful. That's pretty much it for what I had planned. I guess the only thing that just popped to mind, clans. Clans are useful. You can join a clan, and each clan has several quote-unquote labs in them where they do research that allow you to make blueprints for different things, weapons and warframes and companions. You can make your own clan. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it, though. There are so many other clans that don't ask much of you. They a lot of them don't ask anything of you. You can just say, hey, can I join your clan so I can get some blueprints and then leave? And a lot of clans will say,
even though
sure.
I did that and they said no, but like...
It's not every clan. Definitely ask. Make your intentions...
A lot of them are beginner friendly. Just say like, hey, can I join your clan? Don't say I'm going to leave after.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Make your intentions clear. Don't say, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna stay with this clan forever, and then leave immediately."
Well, I mean, yeah, but every time I did that, they said no. If I just say, "Can I join your clan?" this year.
We actually had one time early on in the clan that me and Jesse had created where we asked because we were after a particular blueprint that we thought wasn't available anymore, but later it became available to our clan as well.
Ignis Wraith,
yeah. And so we actually had a guy from a clan, we talked to him, and he offered, like, hey, you can come join us, grab the blueprint, and then head back over to your clan. No problem.
That one's different. We could do a whole episode on the Ignis Wraith and the history behind it and the blueprint of it.
But he offered to let us come over, get some stuff we needed from his clan, to bring to our clan to share.
Well, that was just a trade.
Well, no. We were gonna go into the lab to get it, but we weren't able to because of some leveling stuff.
Next, another episode.
Yeah, but also anyway. I'm 98%, 92% sure that we just traded the blueprint.
Also, now cross play clans are a thing.
Yes, so that opens up a lot more clans to be available to you, which you didn't have, Jacob, when you were trying to go. You didn't have the options that you do now.
Yeah.
So I also would recommend.
Also, if you go to the dojo, use fast travel because it's hard to find the right room.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, so that pretty much wraps it up. I do want to say something about this podcast in general. This is a bi-weekly podcast. I try as often as I can to release every week, but just know all of us here have jobs. Some of us actually work at our jobs. So we don't always have time to get everything put out as fast as I would like it to. So just keep that in mind. And also, I got to make time for Satisfactory because it's so fun that, you know, I don't have time for everything.
Agreed.
But yeah, that's pretty much going to wrap it up. Tune in next time to hear us talk about Bolt,
Thanos.
I think. Let's see. This is 5, 6. Yeah, we're going to be talking about Volt.
Volt, okay.
So.
So not bananas?
Volt, potassium. Potassium works with electricity, I think. Does it? Potassium. Electrolyte. Electrolytes. It has electro in it. So
potassium's radioactive. Well, somewhat.
What? Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you eat.
Anyway, today's time to hear you say.
Yes, also, if you eat a banana, you'll die, is the moral of the story.
100%.
What about bananas and berries?
Really?
Yes.
Makes sense.
Sorry, I feel like I've.
Avocados are also berries.
Have you told me that before?
I think I have. However, strawberries are only enough for not berries.
Yeah. Anyway, tune in next time to hear me talk about Volt and probably them too.
Woo!
Possibly.
Tune in next time to hear Stardust say
bananas.
You probably are. You're gonna have to hold your word, or keep your word. Keep your word.
Keep my word. Okay.
Yes. Honor your promise.
Oh yeah.
Tune in next time to hear Mitchell say,
I have a big spot on my thumb.
Hopefully that's not there next time.
It looks like frostbite.
It's not even fall yet. How long did you spend in the freezer? Jinx.
I mean, it's just a black spot. It's fine. I couldn't think of anything else to say.
You might want to have that checked out.
It's fine.
Something.
Is it a bruise or is it dye or what is it?
Mm-hmm. It's like inside my thumb.
Huh.
That's concerning.
Is it black or red?
It's black.
Huh.
Concerning. Anyway, tune in next time to hear Jacob, maybe good or bad, say.
Hopefully my voice is better.
I don't know. Your voice is sounding pretty good. You're sounding good.
You should
good.
Be sick more often.
I'm not sick. It's allergies. It's different.
Yo, sick he's sick, dog.
What, dog? What are you doing?
The immediate silence as soon as I said that.
Silence followed by a wheeze.
The dog.
No, new one.
You got a hot dog, buddy.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, yes.
I think we should end this episode before we get lost.
I think we're already there.